Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Jackson Baker from the Memphis Flyer and Senator Mark Norris, the Senate Majority Leader from Collierville. Senator Norris, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
The session wrapped up at the very end. A bill you'd been working on involving the schools, municipal schools. The referendum dates are now set. Tell us the practical effect of that bill that was passed just this past week.
The practical effect is that the suburban towns can allow their citizens their right to vote, to exercise their franchise in determining whether they want to see their cities form municipal school districts or not. There's been some recent polling, or at least polling about a month ago or so, reported that Ucubian, I think, said that it was not necessarily a slam dunk that folks would want to do this, but we think it's important that they have the right to self-determination, so to speak, and that everyone knows where folks stand.
Why was that bill needed when Norris-Todd, or Public Chapter 1 as it's officially known, was passed? Why was this necessary?
It was in response to an attorney general's opinion, which dealt with the issue of establishment of school systems and what could and could not be done in advance of the August 2013 transfer of administrations that's outlined in Public Chapter 1 from a year ago. It was always my intent, as the author of that legislation a year ago, to make clear that municipal districts could indeed be an important part of a unified system.
To you, municipal school districts, that's not necessarily them breaking away. That may be municipal school districts still under an umbrella.
That's right. And it's important that they be embraced as such. Now, members of the Transition Planning Commission might have said, well, we can't really consider munis as an option because, as we all know, there's a ban against them under Title VI. And we wanted to clarify that that was not necessarily the case, that there is a new construct.
That issue was raised at the TPC, and Chairman Barbara Prescott said, look, our duty is to combine two LEAs, not to create six or seven LEAs, and that sort of stopped that momentum right there.
And I think that's unfortunate, and I have tremendous respect for Barbara, and she and I have communicated. She and I disagree. She always wants me to make it clear, as though it's not, but that we disagree on this. She thinks her marching orders are merely to merge. I think, as the author of Public Chapter 1, they were supposed to think more broadly and more creatively and say, what can we do in creating a unified system that's truly in the best interests of all these school children and their families? I've talked about unification, you know, without unity fails of its essential purpose. What I would say now is unification without unity is a mere merger.
People live in the suburbs for lots of reasons, but you know, some of the big ones are the schools, but another big one is the low taxes. Once the suburbs start increasing their tax rate, I mean, you bring out some other folks who say, now you're interfering with my reason for being here.
Well, maybe some in some cases. I mean, it's a game changer, but it's appropriate that people look into that. The alternative, if folks don't have the right to vote, is not only the unanswered question, but what may happen not only educationally, but economically.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us.